Good to see you this morning. As we gather, the living God has sent the living bread from heaven to fill our hearts with strength. The saving God has given the word of eternal life. The Holy Spirit pierces our darkness, strengthens our faith, and illumines our witness. Please take this time to fill out the attendance pad that's on the end of the pew, and you can pass it along. There's also on the back of the pews are blue cards that you can fill out for prayer concerns and then place them in the offering plate. Pastor Doris has asked me to highlight some items in our bulletin. There's a change for the Concordia Book Club date. It will be on the 25th of September instead of the 18th. Next Sunday, we will continue worshiping at 9 o'clock for summer worship. And then on Sunday, September 9th, we will return to 10:30 worship. Also, the chancel choir will begin this Thursday, August 30th, and from 6:30 until 7:30, and they're always looking for new members. Concordia Youth Fundraiser will start on Sunday, September 9th. The youth will be selling short sleeve and long sleeve t-shirts, sweatshirts, youth group shirts. That should be a lot of fun. And Rally Day, which also is on Sunday, September 9th, will be the first Sunday of Sunday school, and there's going to be a lot of fun following worship. One more item that Pastor Doris asked me to highlight is the UMW Dinner Out meeting, which will be scheduled for Monday, September 10th at 6 o'clock, Blue Spoon in the River Room. It's a fun night. One more thing, two more things. Today is community meal starting at 4, and Tuesday at 8:30 is Women's Conversation Connection at the Eagle Inn. In our praise this morning, you'll need to turn to hymn 374 in the red hymnals. You'll see that there is a response where we sing verses. So once you have turned to that page, you can stand as you are able. What has God promised? What are we called to do? To shout and sing God's praises for God's faithful love for us. Sometimes tough,
but God is with us.
Storms sometimes threaten us. Who will protect us?
God will protect us,
as God promises. Us the strength to stand in the face of trouble.
Jesus has given witness the gift of his life.
What bound is there for us?
It is the bond of Christ's love, the gift of himself for us.
Thank you. what may threaten, God is with us. Hallelujah. Amen. We will rest in the one who saves us and place our hope in him alone. Hallelujah. Amen. Page 2055, You Are My Hiding Place. Please join me in prayer. God, our strength, you have brought us into your holiness through Christ, who is the word of eternal life. Through Jesus, you fill our hearts with strength and trust. We have no need to fear. As we are alive through him, cause us to boldly witness your good news. Welcome the stranger and pursue peace. Standing through the struggles of our time. Amen. You may be seated.
You're like twins today, aren't you? You have the same pair of shoes on. I mean, no, you have shoes that are alike, you don't have the same pair on. All right, cool. Are these new shoes? No. Are they for something special? No. You just decided to be a little bit twins today? Oh, so you borrowed them today. How do they make you feel? They're fuzzy. Your feet feel warm? Are they cushioned? So it's kind of nice to walk on them? Yeah, how about you, Addie? Are yours cushioned? Are yours feel cushioned? Oh, wow. Sometimes we need that, don't we? We need some extra cushion. We need some extra fuzzy warmness. Okay. Well, you're getting ready to go back to school, right? Are you ready to go? You've got your school supplies? You have some new clothes to go to school with? Okay. What's going to be in your backpack? What are you going to put in your backpack? When you go the first day, there'll be something in the backpack, won't there? Okay, what is it?
A lunch.
A lunch, okay, that's important. What else? A binder of folders, okay, that'll be necessary for you have one for each class? Probably, yeah. What else is in there?
A water bottle.
That's a good idea. You know, back in the day when I went to grade school, they had water bubblers. You know what a water bubbler is? Yeah, we got one in the fellowship hall and one downstairs, yeah. Okay, so what else will be in it? Do you have pencils? Do you have either colored pencils or crayons? You have to take those. Do you take a box of Kleenex or maybe three boxes of Kleenex? Okay. So what else do you need to get ready to go to school then? Gym shoes, okay. But that's not every day. Or do you leave them there? Not every day, okay. Gym shoes, okay. What else do you need? You know what I think you need? I think you need right in here some excitement. Are you excited? Yeah, it's a whole week away yet, isn't it? Okay. Do you need a sense of security when you go to school? I mean, you need to know that you're safe when you go. Yeah. When you're in school, do you need to be some kind of reminder that your mom and your dad love you? You don't need that? Do you need to know that someone loves you when you're in school? Yeah. Yeah, we always need to know that someone loves us, don't we? Is there anyone here who doesn't need to know that someone loves them? Raise your hand. Oh, so that's going to last your whole lifetime then. You're going to need to know that someone loves you. Okay? Do you need to trust that no one's going to hurt you at school? Okay. Do you need, what else might you need? Kindness? Okay, yeah. And you need kindness that you can give to others? Or kindness that people give to you? Both, okay? Do you need sharing? Do you share at school? What kinds of things do you share? Pencils, okay. Do you ever work with other people in your class? Do you share projects or something like that? Okay. Yeah, okay. So when, as you're packing your bag, your book bag, or your backpack, I mean, when you're packing that, I want you to remember to put some of those things in there too, okay? A reminder that you're loved, reminder that you want to be kind and you want others to be kind to you, a reminder that you'll be safe, okay? And you know, when you're putting all of that in your backpack for as you go day by day, we all need that kind of stuff. We need to know that we're safe. When we go to work or when we go out to eat, whether we go to care for somebody, we need to know that we're safe. We need to trust that will be true. And we also need kindness. And we also need to share. Okay? So that's a backpack that you use right now, but it's also a backpack that you're going to use all of your life. Okay? And what Paul's talking about today is, again, some of the things that we need to take with us day by day. Okay? Will you pray with me? Thank you, God, that you are with us always, and that we take you with us wherever we go. Thank you. Amen.
Our first scripture is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Paul is talking about the armor of God. And I had this fond memory of Denman Kramer. Most of you know Denman. And he created for children one year the full armor of God with balloons. And so he had the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. It's very sweet. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Our special music, Pray For Me, will be shared by Dwayne Amundsen. Dwayne?
One of the couple things I look forward to every year is singing at Concordia and running 5K races, yes, at my age. Last year I wasn't able to do only two races, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to get here, but I'm here this year, so thanks for the opportunity. My son Kevin is in Nashville, and he works with country music artists on their stage presence, how to interact with the audience to make it a more personal experience. One of the groups he worked with was called Sweetwater Rain out of Texas. And we were able to see them down in Bloomington, Illinois, as they opened for Rascal Flatts, and we got to meet them. And they handed out CDs of this song, Pray For Me. And I said, I have to have that. Well, when you have an established song, the songs I've sang here before, you can go to the Christian bookstore and buy a tape. Well, this group isn't established, and so I called my son and asked him if he would ask them to make a tape for me of the song or CD, and I'd pay him for it. So he negotiated, and I got the tape. They said, what key? And I said, well, the same as on the CD I've got. Well, I got the CD, plugged it in, and it was in the wrong key. Well, as my good fortune would have it, my son is builds iPhone apps, and he knows a lot about stuff, so he put it on my phone with a music speed and pitch changer, so I was able to dial it in. So Jeff is graciously my assistant today. So this is coming off my phone. So it's traveled a long way to get here, but I'm pleased to share this with you today. It's called Pray For Me. He had a bottle in his left hand, a cigarette in his right. I thought, now there's a sinner, when he asked me for a light. He hit me up for a dollar, I just turned and walked away, and I was feeling high and mighty when I heard him say, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me, and I will pray for you. I thought, who is he to pray for me? As I hit my power lock, and the weight of my hypocrisy fell on me like a rock. I caught him on the corner, and I gave him my last 10. I said, please forgive me, brother, until we meet again. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me, and I will pray for you. Know each of us is broken somewhere deep inside, and we're really not that different if we strip away the pride. And we've all got our struggles and chains that we can't break, but you'll never know the difference one simple prayer might make. I stood there on the corner, and I watched him drifting on, as the sun behind St. Mary's made the shadow of a cross, on a street of busy people, going places on the run. I felt like calling out to each and every one. Pray for me. Pray for me. Yeah, pray for me. And I will pray for you. Won't you pray for me? Pray for me. Come on, pray for me, and I will pray for you. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me, and I will pray for you.
Thank you, Duane. Our gospel reading is from John chapter 6, verses 56 through 69. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father. So the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died, but he who feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogues in Capernaum. Many disciples desert Jesus. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled him." From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. You do not want to leave me too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God.
Over the last several weeks, we've been hearing this conversation that Jesus is having with his followers, the inner circle, as well as others who had gathered around, and he was speaking to Jewish people who were understanding that he was different, that, and when he spoke about being the one sent from God, they understood that this is the one for whom they had been waiting. There were also others around him. This happens just 2 days after the feeding of the 5,000, and then he goes away and they follow him and they cross the lake and they're still following him. And he realizes that what they really want from him is just more food. They don't understand that what he is about is that deeper life, the spiritual life and the spiritual food, which we all need. And so he is talking with them about his body. And he's talking with them about what it is that is required of them. In the translation that Suzanne read, it was a very hard thing to hear, is what the way it was translated. And in other translations, this is very hard to understand. Who can tell what he means? Another translation says it this way. This is more than we can stomach. Another, this is intolerable language. How could anyone accept it? In the translation that I use, it said, this is a harsh teaching. They recognized that what Jesus was asking of them was greater than what they had given before. And for many of them, it was too hard. They wanted bread, they wanted fish, and they didn't understand that Jesus was the bread that they needed. And so they went away. The outer circle was all of a sudden gone, and the 12 remained. And Jesus said, are you not offended also? And Peter says, we don't have any place else to go, Jesus. What you've given us, we can't get any place else. We have no place to go. Now, we know that even though they had no place to go, they didn't always understand it. Jesus is saying, now you have come this far. I want you to go just a little bit further. You have committed this much. Now I want you to commit just a little bit more. You love these people. I want you to love these people just as much. You have compassion for this one? I want you to have compassion for the one who's hurting right in front of you. I want you to have compassion for those who are hurting in God's world. Jesus is continually trying to remold us, to shape us into his likeness. And we find along our journey that there are places that we can stop and rest for a while. But then Jesus has more for us to do. We know that Jesus' teachings are difficult. They're difficult for us. I have a friend who a number of us believed was being called to ministry in the United Methodist Church. And we understood, we interpreted it as she was being called to the set-apart ministry. She said, no, that's not where God is calling me, because I'm not going to leave my home. I'm not going to pack up everything and go. And that was the answer that came from her. Now, she has said yes to God in many ways. She's a faithful person. But what if it was truly God who was calling her to the itinerancy? What if it was God, through Jesus, who was calling her to give more? Do you ever feel like that? That God is bringing you along, and you rest for a while, and then there's a new step on your journey, a new place to go. And you say, not gonna go there. I did that in the beginning of my ministry. I felt called to ministry. I knew I was called to ministry. And so I examined all the ways that I could be a minister. I could serve God. And there was a lot of ways to do that, but I decided that I was gonna be a chaplain. I was gonna go into the hospitals and be God's servant there. And I knew in my heart that wasn't quite right, but that's as much as I could give. And I think that God just kind of chuckled at me and said, let her think what she wants. Let her just go that way, because the route that I needed to go to be a chaplain was the same route that I needed to go to become a pastor. And then after I was a pastor, I still wasn't sure, so I went and I did a year residency in a hospital to become a chaplain. And I came back. God calls us to give more than we are willing to give some of the time. And God calls some of us more than we're willing to give much of the time. That's why the people abandoned Jesus. Jesus has been speaking about being the bread of life. Jesus is what we need for this life. And Jesus gives to us all that we will need to achieve that. Paul used the image of armor. I think I like the image of ingredients in the bread that we carry with us on our journey. What we need in this bread is truth. We need to know what is true. And we find that in Jesus. The truth, I have come that I may, that you may have life and have it abundantly, is in that bread. Righteousness is in that bread, and we know that we're not always righteous. We know that sometimes we miss the mark, but we are continually being asked to do the next right thing. We don't have to be holier than thou. We just need to take the next step that's right for us. We need that gospel of peace. We need the good news that Jesus came to live and give to us. We need that news that in Jesus, God was reconciling God to the world and to the world's people. And there are so many people. Some of us here sometimes, but so many people in the world who need to know that there is this thing called reconciliation, that they can be at one with God, with their Creator, but they can also be at one with one another. That good news and that peace are in this bread that we are given. We are given faith. We are given the belief that God has created, that God has redeemed, and that God sustains. We need the faith that regardless of what we're going through, whether we're having a joyful time, whether we're having a difficult time, that God is there to make us safe, that God is there to be with us, that God is there to lift us up. We need that. We need the word of salvation that needs to be in. We need to recognize that that's a part of the bread that we take with us. We need to know that there is nothing that we can do that will separate us from God's love. There is nothing that we can do anything that we have done is not so abhorrent that we can't be welcomed into the presence and the goodness and the grace of God. We know. I know that by myself I am not enough to go into the world by myself. I am not enough to stand in front of the congregation by myself. I am not enough to do what is asked of me. We know. May we as surely have the knowledge and the assurance that we're not doing it on our own. With the bread, as we journey, we are given all that we need. Sometimes we're given more than we need. And that means we've got more to share with the world who thinks they're hungry for wheat bread, but they're really hungry for the bread that is Christ. Amen. God has bestowed upon us favor and honor through Jesus Christ. From this fullness of God, let us now offer our gifts of thanksgiving. Pray together. Almighty God, we dedicate ourselves to serve you, for you alone are our God. Receive, O God, the gifts we offer, and with these gifts accept the offering of our lives through Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. We have a prayer request for Janet Alm, who's in Maplewood Village. I saw her this week. She looks amazing, doesn't she? Wow. She's got an energy that I haven't seen in her for a while. But continue prayers for her. Naomi Davis is Nelson and Chris's granddaughter. She's going to be having surgery on Friday this week. The back of her skull and brain and issues, neurological issues. So we want to remember her. Also want to keep the Dreschers in our prayers as Court passed out at the soccer game. It must be that Samuel was just playing so well you couldn't believe it, right? Yeah. He passed out, and they think that it was a seizure, so he's going to be having some more tests, but we want to keep them in our prayers also. Are there others? Okay. Let us pray. God, our Creator, God, our Savior, God, our Sustainer. You are never far from us. And yet we cannot contain your presence. You are with us, and you are so much more. You are in our sanctuaries, but you're also in the world. May our lives lived in Christ be an example to those around us, to our friends, to our neighbors. We pray that you would help us to carry the faith that you've given us into all of the places that we go. We pray that as we share this faith, we would be able to speak in ways that we would be understood. As we go in this day and into this week and into what is before us, we ask for a measure of serenity, a measure of peace. Help us to live the values that Christ did. Help us to live as his followers, that we would truly be seen as followers. May our lives not be contrary to what Jesus teaches. Gracious God, we praise you for the blessings which we are given. We praise you day by day for your presence with us, your strengthening us, your empowering us, and making us bold for what it is we need to do. We pray that those who are in need of your healing spirit, in need of
hope know that they can turn to you and receive what it is they need. We pray for those who have lost so much this week due to the floods. There are things that need to be replaced. But help us to remember in the long run that these are just things. And that that which is spirit is ultimately important for us. Hear our prayer. Help us to answer Jesus' call on our lives this day and this week. Help us to grow in our discipleship in the way that we follow Jesus. Remind us that we're on a journey and that you go with us every step of the way. We know this through Jesus our Christ. We pray now as he taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Would you turn to hymn number 369, Blessed Assurance. Assurance that God is always with you, even or especially when times are difficult and the way is not clear, God is by your side. Rest in God's strength and love, serve God with joy, and go in peace. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.